Representative Sarah Davis says more than 130,000 women across Texas lost access to family planning services after the last session. She's the author of House Bill 755. It asks the Health and Human Services Commission to determine how many births took place in 2011 and 2012, after the last legislature made cuts to services like contraception.
It's become obvious to me that we really don't have a handle on what the impact of those cuts were in terms of unintended births.
Before the end of the last session, the HHSC estimated that when lawmakers cut nearly $74 million from family planning services, some 24,000 births would occur over a two-year period. Some argue that the cuts to family planning actually cost the state more than it saved, because it had to pay to cover additional pregnancies through Medicaid. Davis wants to quantify that. University of Texas professor Joseph Potter suggested a methodology for tracking those costs.
One thing that HHSC could do would be to track the individual users who were receiving different methods before the program changes, say in the last quarter of 2012, and find out if those women are on track receiving their method in the current quarter.
Under the bill, the report would go to the governor, lieutenant governor, and speaker of the House by December 1st, 2014. Representative Davis hopes money would be restored into family planning services next legislative session. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.